Well, good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. And we—I'll tell you—I was—I was away for a couple days, and I was thinking, I was on a plane yesterday coming back, and I thought, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. And then you sort of have that initial, oh God, we got to go to work tomorrow. And I thought, oh, but I get to talk to Sean Stone, and I felt better.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I got through jury duty.
How would that go?
Yeah, it was fun.
No, you were picked, right?
Oh yeah. No,
okay. Yeah. So you served your duty. So you're off the hook for a good long time.
Yeah,
now.
six years or something.
Yeah, it's nice. Very nice.
And then there was the hearings, and we've made it through that, and now
here
we are.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you again. Great to talk to you again. You went out and saw A Star Is Born, which I have to say, even in Ireland, on every bus that went by, there was Bradley and Gaga.
Nice.
Yeah. So a big movie there, a big movie here. How did you like it?
I liked it.
Oh, good.
He turns out to be a good director. I'm always, you know, film snob, a little standoffish when actors want to direct, but he's good at it. There's a moment early in the film where her character is named Allie, Lady Gaga, and she's resisting going out with this rich, drunk, charming guy who they've already bonded. And her father, played by Andrew Dice Clay, who's unnervingly charming, is telling her, oh, you got to go. And they stop on the stairs.
I wasn't aware of that casting. So
yeah.
That just had to permeate for a moment. Okay.
Exactly. And they stop on the stairs, and she turns to him and says, you know all about drunks. And on the other side of the frame is a giant wedding picture of him and the wife, who's not there. She's the only woman in the house. So that tells us about 20 pages of exposition are gone. It's like, okay, so mom was a drunk, and this is why this character is going to fall in love with a drunk, because she knows how to, she has experience with them.
Oh, that's great.
It was, and I thought, wow, he knows what he's doing. This is going to be fun. And it was. It was very moving. He went all in on the sentimentality and the big Hollywood moments. I liked it. You know, I like the 37 version with Janet Gaynor. I like the Judy Garland version. I would like to pretend that the 1976 version was never made. It really is horrific, but this is worth seeing.
A Star Is Born, starring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. All right. What else is going on here over the next couple of days? A lot, really?
Yeah. Well, tonight, you know, MPAC is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Hard to believe it's been 10 years.
Last week to celebrate their celebration.
And tonight they're having the Formosa Quartet, and they're going to show off the building at the same time. They're going to perform a piece in each of the performance venues. So it's going to start out in the concert hall, go to Studio One, then go to Studio Two, and then the theater, and then back to the concert hall for the finale. That's tonight at 7:00. So you got to put on your walking shoes, you know, because you and the band are going to be going from room to room. But it sounds fascinating. Also tonight, Pauly Shore is coming to town. He's going to be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. I didn't know he was still out there doing this. So there you are.
And what were his golden years as a comedian? Did he ever have any?
MTV.
Oh, okay.
Like MTV.
Yeah.
Funny Business.
But it was like stand-up. Of course, his mother, Mitzi Shore, owned the Comedy Store and
so
passed
like
away
a,
recently.
But he's like a comedy prince.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And a lot. And there was he did movies,
yes,
of course, for a while.
Encino Man.
Yes. One of the
Biodome.
That's right. Some really good things. So, yeah, but you need to see him out there.
And tomorrow night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Paul Taylor Dance Company. That's at 8:00. They're going to be performing Cloven Kingdom, Company B, and a new piece, Concertiana, which is from this year. Then Friday night at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. This is at 7:30. It's one of their artists-in-residence chamber music concerts. It features Jiwon Park piano, Edward Aaron cello, Colin Jacobson violin, Nicholas Cords viola, and it's music of Mozart, Mendelssohn, Arvo Pärt, and Gia Cancelli. Now, the music we heard coming in are the legendary Feelies, indie rock band, been around for 30 years. They're going to be at Helsinki Hudson Friday night at 9:00. I remember I first saw them because they're the high school reunion band in Jonathan Demme's film Something Wild.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first time I was aware of them.
I did not know that.
Yep. And it's
very cool.
And then later on, you're going to have, I believe they're going to be on this morning, the Albany Symphony
the
Orchestra.
Maestro will be on with a special guest. Yes, we're very excited about that.
Well, it's the opening night, The Ride of the Valkyries. That's at the Palace Theater in Albany, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Walt Michael and Company. He is a master of the hammered dulcimer. He plays in both country and Celtic styles, so we're going to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Sunday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock, Modest Mouse, big indie band from the aughts, still around. And then I thought this was interesting. There are still tickets available for Phish.
What's happening to the world?
That's what I wondered at the Times Union Center. This is Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, they're way up in the nosebleed seats. But as of yesterday afternoon, there were still some available.
You could still experience the Phish experience.
Yes. I will tell a brief, funny story.
Oh, God, please do.
About in my freelancing days and reviewing a Phish concert at the Times Union Center. Then it was the Pepsi Arena. So I get the tickets. I'm like, wow, this is the ticket. You know, of course, ticket for a band like that. You don't get two.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, this seat must be really good. It looks, you know, looking at the letter and the number, it's got to be way down front. It was so way down front, I was in front of a bank of speakers, and I couldn't see the band. It was literally a completely obstructed view seat. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. I mean, why would you do this?
Yeah.
So I listened to, like, half the concert, then I got up and walked around so I could actually, you know, see the band.
Review it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, say about something more than my, you know, feelings about guitar solos.
The jam band.
The jam band experience in the mind.
Now, I know this is a stupid question, and I apologize. Well, let's get to the movies. Never mind. Never forget my
All
stupid
right.
question. I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about. I thought that they retired, but they're over that, right?
No one ever retires. Okay. The Grateful Dead did a goodbye tour too, right?
I know. Is Elton John really going to retire? Is Paul Simon done? Do we know this?
The Who have been on a farewell tour for most of my adult life.
All right, some new movies beginning with Bad Times at the El Royale.
This is a crime thriller with Jeff Bridges. It looks Tarantino-esque.
All right.
Edgar Wright has endorsed it, so I guess it might be good. First Man, this is the big Damien Chazelle, Ryan Gosling, Neil Armstrong biopic. Claire Foy is in it. It's supposed to be very realistic, very dramatic. Who knows? Trailer looks very serious. It's not the right stuff. You're not going to get any good jokes. And then Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween. Jack Black is in his second kids horror movie of the week. And a movie that I realized was opening after I sent this to you is Colette with Keira Knightley and the biopic
and oddly,
of the writer.
And what?
A biopic of the famous French writer.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Jack Black not in that film.
No.
Right. A lot to see, though. A lot of new stuff.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of Halloween stuff. We're getting to that time, aren't we?
Yeah,
all spooky and such. Well, you can find the entire list at our website, wamc.org. Sean does this for us, and we couldn't be more delighted. wamc.org/roundtable, and you can see Sean's list for what's happening on stages and screens. Sir, you know, I have great respect, love, and confidence in our audience that we will have a show next week and the fun drive will be over by Thursday.
Yes.
If not, have a great week.
You too.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.